Toshma. Hamarze grushoso mishanises. Okay, a person was over the issue of remarrying his divorcee after she got married to somebody else. So he vitzarosa choletzes. So she and her tzara have chalitzas. And where it says he vitzarosa sokadaita, you never give chalitza to two co-wives. One potters the other, so they can't mean he vitzarosa. Ela ema ohi otzarosa. Either he or her tzara can get chalitza, which means she herself is aser b'yibum and so is the tzara, and they only, both of them need chalitza. Zmer says, v'lav terutze komatarzis lo, the price anyway is not okay, you have to change it. Tritzachi, so therefore change it a little bit more. He choletzis, soroso choletzis, omis yabemis, and learn that the shitak is aser, because of a kalvachomer. Right, that if she's osir to her original husband who she was mutter to, surely she's osir to the yavam who she never was mutter to. But that kal v'chomer is not enough to osir the tzara, and the tzara could have yibum too. Okay, so now we're going to a new case. Omar Shmuel. Omar mar ukva Omar Shomar Rav Lili bar Memel Omar mar ukva Omar Shmuel. Tzoras mima'enes asura. Okay, the tzora of an isha who's mima'enes. Okay, the case is like this. She's a ktana, and she, what's it called, was osir to the yavam, and she was mima'en. We'll see 1 second to who. And her tzora now is osir to. So my sister's a man. Who is she also to? See, there's a Rashi. Mishum Tzoras, oh, no, you have to. Tzoras Mima'enes, Rashi. Nofel Lefon of Beis Yevamos, Me'ach Echot, Gidol Oktana, two Yevamos fell from the same brother. So he has to make either Yibum or Chalitza with one of them. One was a Gdol and one was a Ktana. Umiya Nabo HaKtana, Tzoras Asura. And the Ktana was Mima'en. Right, so the tzara now is osur to him. Okay, the ma'isa, even though l'chora, if she's mamayin in the yavam, she never was married to the brother. It's oker the original kedushin, so miyun takes away the original kedushin. So she was never married to the other brother. She was never married to the other brother. Then what's it called? Then why should she be osur to the tzara? The tzara is the only wife now, and that wife fell to Yibum. So the Gemara is going to discuss. Laman Asura. The Gemara says, who is she asur to? Ilei Malachim. She's asur to the other brothers, right? Since this one, what's it called? Right. So the Ilei Malachim Hashta he gufa sharia. She's mutter to the other brothers. The Omar Shmuel Miyana Bezeh Muteras Bezeh. Right. If she was mamayin in one of the brothers, she's mutter to marry the other brothers, because she never was the wife of their brother. She never was married. So she can marry any one of the other brothers. Tzorasa miboya, so surely her tzora is mutter to the other brothers. She herself is mutter to the other brothers. Right? Rashi, lemani asura, ilei ma'af l'sharachim, hashta hi gufa muteres l'zeh. Right? So surely, what's it called? The tzara's mutter to the other brothers. Ela l'didei. She's also to him. Okay? This is the one that the ketana was mamayin in, her tzara is also to that brother. Okay? Umay shnom in ma'enes to shari la'achim to lo avdu b'maysa. Why is the mamayenes mutter to the other brothers? Because they didn't do anything to her. So l'maysa, what's it called? There's no svara to say that they should be osers. She was never their brother's wife, and they had no shaychus to her. They never did a maisa in her, nothing. So therefore, they're completely passive in this whole thing. And therefore, since she was mamayin in Reuven, so she never was Shimon's wife, because Shimon died, and she fell to Reuven and Levi and Yehuda. So, and Reuven, she was Mamayan in Reuven. So, what's it called? She never was Shimon's wife. If she never was Shimon's wife, then she's mutter to Levi and Yehuda. Right? So, and so, but over the case of the, what's it called, the brother who did Miun, so she did a Maisa in him, so there already it looks a little, it looks like, we'll see in one second, it looks like, she was his, what's it called, his brother's wife, and she had to do something to him, and therefore, it looks like there was some kind of marriage there. But that's because there was a Maisa done. But the Tzara never did any Maisa, and he never did any Maisa with the Tzara. Tzara Nomilo of the Bei Maisa. The Tzara also never did anything. So why is the Tzara even Osir to that first brother? Just like the Mema'enes is not Osir to any of the brothers, because they didn't do anything to her. So the Tzara also, nobody did anything to her either. It's only the Mema'enes. Mara says, no, Gzeira Mishum Tzara's Bito Mema'enes. Gzeira, because of Tzara's Bito Mema'enes. We'll see in one second the case. Elalididei, Liyovim, Shemiyan Abo Asura. The Yavam that she was Mimayin, she's Osir to him. Why? Demiun Okerle, and she's, and the Tzara is also Osir. Why? Demiun Okerle the Zika, the Koyalea Beishasach. Because the Miun takes away the Zika, and Mimela, there's no more mitzvah, so she's Osir Mishum Eishasachiv. Now, really, she's not Eishasachiv at all, because the Miun took away the marriage. But it looks like she was married. Since she needed something with this brother, it looks, to Reuven, it looks like she was married to Shimon. Because she was never married to Shimon, what's she doing to Reuven? So the Miun looks like the original marriage was a marriage, and now she had to absolve it. The truth is that it's absolved Lamafreya, but it doesn't look like that. So therefore she's Osir, the Mema'enes is Osir to the Yavam. Because it looks, since you had to do something, that there was an original marriage. If there was an original marriage, now there's no more mitzvah of Yibum. And she was married to the brother. So she's Eishasachiv Shalobo Mako Mitzvah. Again, it's not really like that. It just looks like that. That's why she's Osir. Vim Tomar Miun Nisiyun Kamayik Okar Vahari Hinochra Setzlo Muterislo. Right? Lamaisa, the Miun retroactively takes away the first marriage. So she never was married to the brother. So she's not Eishes Achiv Shalom Mokom Mitzvah. She's not Eishes Achiv at all. Retroactively, Gzeira Derabbanan. It's only Gzeira Derabbanan. Hoil V'lo Miyan Barishon. Since she wasn't Memayin in Reuven before he died, or in Shimon before he died, right? And she fell to Reuven, seemingly, and then she was Memayin, and even though retroactively she never was married to Shimon, it looks like she was married to Shimon, and she fell to Reuven. And therefore she's Osir to Reuven. Right? Umikoch Nesuin Noflo Lishabim, Nireis Keishas Achiv. It looks like she was the brother. V'hoch Yamrin L'kamon, Mishas Nefila Nireis Kekaloso. Right? Later on the Gemara's going to say that we'll see a case where even though retroactively she was never an Erva, but it looks like she was an Erva, she's Osir. V'hoch Yishmuel Perik Beishmuel, Beishamai. Mishum Tzoras Bito Menes, it's Xera because of Tzoras Bito Mimaenes. What's the case? To Osi Lemishre Tzoras Bito Ktana Shenoflo Liyibum Mianabo. Case like this. The, Reuven married Shimon's daughter, who was a Ktana. And, but he married her as a Ktana, so she could be Mamayan in him. Now Rashi's going to say, how in the world did she become a ketana who could make miun if she has a father? Miun is only where the father died and the mother or brother married her off, then the kedushin's only drabbanan and miun can dissolve it. But if the father's alive, she's falling to her father. In other words, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven had a daughter named Rachel, and Shimon married Rachel. He's allowed to marry his brother's daughter, okay? And but she was a ketana, so the marriage is only derabbanan. So the chora, how could it be only derabbanan if the brother is still alive, right? That's the father is still alive. So Rashi says, "Da'asi lemishrei tzoras bito ketana shenoflo liyibo miyanabo damrina nesuin kamoi ko akra ve'enzu tzoras erva." The hechi domi miun the bito, hoel v'hukai. How could you have miun with a man, with a girl whose father is still alive. Right? Mir is only where it's a rabbinic marriage that's created by the mother or the brother. But if the father creates the marriage, it's the raisa. Then there's no miyun. Mashkachas lo b'yisoma b'chai ho'av. So Rashi said this already in the beginning of the Masechta. It's talking about yisoma b'chai ho'av. Kedisnam v'perik b'shamay. Ketana she'isiyo aviyo v'nisgarsha. He married her once and she got divorced. That first marriage was the raisa. Then she got divorced. Harihi yisoma b'chai ho'av. Now the father has no rights anymore to marry her off minatora. Only once. So now she's a yisoma b'chai ho'av. She's like a yisoma, even though her father's alive. Her father can only now create a rabbanon kedushin with her, just as if it would be the brother of the mother. What?
Klapi only the din of marrying her off, not any other din of yisoma. She's not a yisoma. She's just like
yisoma b'chai. That's she's called yisoma b'chayav. The gabi this, yeah, yeah. Why the pakalas chusay mina mishiyatsu mishusa? Once she got married, she no longer is in the rishus of the father. And when she gets divorced, she doesn't come back into his rishus. So he can only affect the kedushin drabbanon, just like the mother and the brother. So she could have been the mayin, what's it called, in the brother. But she wasn't. The brother died. She still was married midrabbanon. And now she fell in what looks like yibum to the brother. Okay? Since she's shayich to be mamayin, she's not, there's no yibu, because, well, she's not really married, right? But the maisa, what's it called, it looks like she falls to yibu. So now, miyana, what's it called, so now she's mamayin in the yavam, right, in her father. So she looks like she was his, what's it called, his yavama. And the tsara looks like tsaras bito. So the tzara is osir, right? So the case of mima'enes is osir to the yavam, and the tzara is osir for perhaps the case of tzaras mima'enes bito, who we may think is what's it called also mutter, and she's not. Okay. Mar says the tzaras bito menes miasira. What are we making xera? Because we're afraid that if we let him marry, we let a regular Yavam marry the tzara of his mima'enes, he'll marry the tzara of Bito mima'enes, where his daughter falls to him, and the tzara, and she's mima'in, and what's it called, and the tzara is gonna be asr. Why is the tzara asr over there? Vasnan, the kula mimesu, omianu, tzaroseya mutaros. All of them, if they died, or they had miyun, right, before they fell, right, they're tsaras or mutter, because they never were a, what's it called, tsaras erva, because the erva was never married anymore when the guy died. So Mar says, demiyan of a man, when she's a mamayan, ilema demiyan of a baal, they were a mamayan originally with a baal, hainu grusha. That's a regular case of grusha. What's the difference between miyun and grusha? Right, it says, the kulashin is garshu. If before the brother died, the erva was nisgarish or mamayin, same thing, right? So now when he died, there was never, the other wife was not a tsaras erva. He was married to her when he died. So they're all mutter, the tsaras are mutter, right? Elala biyavim. So it can't be talking where she was mamayin with the original brother who died. She must have been mamayin in the yavim. And it says that they're all mutter. Mar says no. The olam b'bal utrei gavne gerishin. The Mishnah is talking where she was mamayin in the original husband, and or got divorced. And it's two kinds of group gerishin: one miyun and one group gerishin. Mentions both of them. Then the halacha is that the tzara is mutter, because she never, when the brother died, she never was a tzara's erva, because the erva was out of the picture before the brother died. Now Shimon was married to Rachel, who was, what's it called, Reuven's daughter, and to Leah, who was, no, the stranger. And then Reuven died. So now, the regular case would be that Rachel and Leah fall to Shimon, and Rachel is Shimon's daughter. So Leah is Tzoras Erva. Okay, but now the case is where Reuven, before he died, he was married to Shimon's daughter, but she was a Ketana, Misoma B'chayi Ho'av, and she was Mamayin in Reuven. So now when Reuven died, he was only married to one woman. The daughter was out of the picture. So the daughter never fell to her father, Bichlal. Then the Mishnah says that the Tzara is Mutter, that Shimon now can be Mayabim, the Tzara, because she's not a Tzara anymore. At the time that Shimon died, she wasn't a Tzara anymore. She was just one wife. But if when Shimon died, when Reuven died, right, Rachel did not be Mamayan in him. So now it looks like she fell to her father, okay? And it looks like, what's it called, that, and now she's Mamayan in the father. So it is Oker the Kedushin Lemafreya, but it looks like she fell to her father. And if we permit the Tzara, then we'll permit the Tzara in a case where she's a gedola, and she'll fall to her father, and then we'll think that Tzara's bito is mutter. Because over here, you see, they married the Tzara, and his daughter fell to him too, and we won't realize that the daughter never really fell to him, because Lamafreya, she was never married to the brother. But it looks like she was married to the brother, and she fell before him, and she was Mamayin in him, and then he married the Tzara. That already looks bad. So we asher it because we're afraid that we'll come to be mater tzoras bito when she's not a mema'enis, when she's a gedola. Umayishno kimiyano bebal dakrino l'nesuin, kimiyano biyovan nomi nesuin kamoiko akra l'maisa. What difference does it make if she's mema'en to the husband before he died? Then the tzoras mutter. When, if she's Mamayin to the Yavam after the brother died, she's also Ochre everything Lamafreya. She should, the Tzara should still be Mutter. Mishum the Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel, the Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel, me and the Babal Muteris La'aviv, be Yavam Asura La'aviv. Almi Mishas Nefila Nires Kikaloso, Hachinami Mishas Nefila Nires Kitzoras Bito. Okay, the case like this. Same kind of case. Right? A person, what's it called, a ktana, okay, a ktana was memayin in her, what's it called, her husband. Regular case. So now the father of that husband can marry this girl, because she never was his kala. That wasn't his daughter-in-law, okay? But if that woman, what's it called, that husband died, and she fell to Yavam to one of the brothers, and that brother was, she was Mamayan in that brother, even though she was Ochre now the original Kedushin, so he never was married to this guy's son. Okay? Let's, you following me, or is it good names? Okay? You have father, two sons. Okay? And a Ketana married one of the sons. She wasn't, if she was Mamayan in that son, then the father can marry her. It was never his daughter-in-law, right? Basically, he lived with her shalom b'kiddush. That's okay. You can't marry a woman that your son married, but you can marry a woman that your son violated. Okay. So that's all happened. He violated her because she was never married him. So if she was Mamayan in son number one, right, then that was the original marriage, then the father can marry his supposed daughter-in-law, who never was his daughter-in-law. But if the son number one died, and she fell to Yibum to son number two, and she was Mamayan now in son number two, even though the Mafreya, that's Mavato, the Kedushin of son number one too. So it still is never his daughter-in-law. He's still not allowed to marry her. Why? Because when she fell to Yibum, she looked like it was his daughter-in-law that was falling to Yibum, because she must have been married to the first brother. So since it looks like she was his daughter-in-law, we ask her. Same thing over here, right? If the what's it called, the Bas was Mamayan in the brother before he died, so when the brother died, there was only one wife, the Tzara's Mutter. But if she was mamayin in the yavam after the original brother died, even though lemais it's the same thing, lemafreya she never was married to the first one. So when the first one died, he really was what's it called only married to one woman, and the tzara should be mutter. It looks not like that. It looks like he was married to her, and now she was mamayin the yavam, and we don't know that it was lemafreya. And then we're going to come to Imata in a regular case where a daughter falls together with another woman, right, that he's allowed to marry the other woman. Because here he's marrying the other woman who was fell with his daughter, and she fell before him. Even though Lamaisa now Lamafreya, she never fell before him, it doesn't look like that. That's why it's awesome. Okay, Rashi.
If the original Kedushin is between the Rabbanah, how is there a Yibum to start with?
No, it looks like Yibum. In other words, Anichanami, what's it called?
Why did they have a din of Yibum to start with?
No, it's not a din of Yibum, but she needs Chalitza because it looks like Yibum. She needs at least Chalitza because we're afraid people will say that what's it called, but her Chalitza doesn't pater the other one. She needs Chalitza and the other one also needs Chalitza. Right? Because it looks like Tzara Serva.
That's Yibum
to her, what? Yeah, no, he can do it anyway, because anyway she's not, what's it called? If it's just a stab woman, not his daughter, right? So, manavshach,
right?
If it's his brother's wife, he can make ibum. If it's not his brother's wife, he can marry her. So really, she's not usher at all. But lemaisa, it looks like his brother's wife, right? And therefore, at least in Yitzchalitza. Mina bebal Rashi ktani yisom and nochris shemina bebal muteris lechamia. Regular case. What's it called? A woman was married to one brother, b'derabanan. In other words, case of miyun, and she's mamayin in that brother. She's mutter to marry her father-in-law, who was looked like her father-in-law. He never was her father-in-law. Lefishak rasa lekdushin v'harikim afuta v'lo kalosohi. She never was his daughter-in-law. It was just somebody that his son lived with, but it wasn't his daughter-in-law. The Yavam Asurla. But if the Ktana was Miyabim in the Yavam, she fell to Yibum already, to the other brother, and she was then Mamayin, the Kivan da Hanu Nisuin Kamoy Lizokiko Liyavam, since the original Kedushin made her look like she fell to, at least for Chalitza, to the brother, Nireish Keishto Gemur. It looks like it was his wife. And even though now it's ochre completely, that's not enough. And Nireish Kekalosho, it looks like she was his daughter-in-law. Therefore, he can't marry her. Hachinami bebito menes. The same thing by bito menes. Mishas nefila, shenof labito lefonov. When the daughter fell to him for Yibum, it looked like she was, what's it called, falling to Yibum. And if we're mata the tzara, we're going to have a case where a daughter really falls to Yibum, and we're going to be matan the tzara. Even though over here, it only looks like that. And therefore, we aser this case for fear that a regular tzara sabas will also be miyabim. Okay, let's go on. Omar of Asi, tzaras island is asura. The tzara of an islandess is also awesome, right? Shenemar v'hoyu habechora asher teileid prat la'islandess she'ena yoledes. Right? An islandess can't give birth, and therefore, what's it called? Since the yibum is habechora asher teileid, right? Even though it's not talking about the child, habechora asher teileid, but it's talking about the yavam, that the bechor, the older brother, should be miyavim. We'll see later on. But we're darshan asher teleid, because it says v'hoya b'chor. Why is that say asher teleid? Right? Asher teleid tells me that the woman has to be capable of having children. She's not capable of having children, then she's eish esachiv shloba makamitza, she's an erva, the male of the tzara is also because she's a tzara serva. Right? This is eish esachiv shloba makamitza. So she's an erva. And the tzara is an erva too. Rashi. Tzoras Islandis, Hari Shahoya Nosri Beis Noshim, Voechad Islandis, a guy was married to two women, Rachel and Leah. And Rachel was an Islandis. Islandis Duchranisa, de Loyolda. Islandis is like an isle, a male ram. So she's like a male ram who can't give birth. Loshin Isle Zocher Minatzon, Umeis Belobonim, Shteyam asuras lisyabim, upturus mina chalitza. Both of them are also to be miyabim, and they're putter from chalitza, because she's why? Shinamar vahaya b'chorasher tele, beruya lele, prat la'ilanis. The kivan diptura kaimo lebeishasach. Since she's putter from yibum, she's chayiv kares, as eishasachiv shaloba mako mitzvah. The tzoras, the tzoras erva, the tzoras, the tzoras erva, and like every tzoras erva, there's no yibum, there's no chalitza. The afagav the high v'hoya bechor asher teled mivsukim b'mechilton lekamon begodol ha'achim. It's not talking about the child that's born. It's talking about the older brother is the one who makes yibum. V'hoya bechor mehocha nafkala mitzvah begodol yabe mikomakom darshin and hach prat la'ailanis me'asher teled dekroy yiseiruhu kivan da bechor b'yovim gufei mishtoi. Since Asher Teled is not talking about the child that's going to be born from the Yibum, but it's talking about the Yavam, so the words Asher Teled is totally extra, comes to tell me that Pratla Islandis. Okay. Mosiv Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes asked on this Akasha. Shlosha Achim. Nisuim Sholosh Noshim Nochrios. Three brothers married to three unrelated women. Right? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are married to Rachel, Leah, and Dina. And Rachel, Leah, and Dina have no relationship to each other. Umeis echad mehen. And one of the brothers died. Reuven died, right? And his wife now fell to the other two brothers, Shimon and Levi. Okay. V'osa basheni maimer. And what's it called? Shimon married her, but not with Yibum, with Kedushin, which is maimer. He gave her money and said, Hariat Makudeshusli. Hariat Mamarosu, whatever he said. Okay? So now, Reuven died, and his wife, Rachel, fell to Yibum, to Shimon and Levi, and Shimon made Maimer. Had he made Yibum? So that was it. The Zika's finished, and what's it called? And now, if Shimon dies, she falls to Levi from Shimon. And Reuven's out of the picture. Because she read, Shimon made Yibum on Reuven's wife. So now Reuven's wife falls to Shimon, not from Reuven, but from Shimon. But since he only made Maimer, so he didn't take away the Zika completely. Maimer is pashtus only to Rabbanan, right? So she's still zakuk to him for Yibum from Reuven. Now Shimon died, so now Levi to has Reuven's ex-wife, who became Shimon's wife, right? And the Zika from Reuven is still there, partially. Plus the Zika now from Shimon. So she's falling to him from two brothers. From Reuven and from Shimon together. So that's no, what's it called? There's no Yibum, right? Me'umeis, hari elu choltos lomis yabnos. They have chalitza, but no Yibum. Why? Shenemar, umeis echod mehem, yivomo yovo aleho. Because somebody who has the Zika, it's only the Rabbanans, it's all the Asmachta, right? Somebody has a Zika of two Yevamim on her, isn't Ola Liyibu. Okay? And therefore, what's it called? She can only have Chalitza, not Yibum, it's only the Rabbanan. Uktani Allah, Omrav Yosef, Zuhi Tzoris Eishes Ach, Me'ov, She Isser Nefila Gorim La, Shalomotzinu Bechola Torah Kula Kagon Zos. Okay? This is a case where the woman isn't Asa for any other reason, right? Except for the fact that she's regular Eishes Achiv who happened to fall before a Yavam, right? And she's Asa Mishum Eishes Achiv because she's coming from two houses. Because either one separately would have been a regular case of Yibum. So this is a special case where there's no other reason that she's Asur except she's Eishes Achiv. Midrabon. Zu hi lemute mai. What does that come to accept? What other case could I think of that's like this and is not Asur? My lav lemute tzoras ailanis. Tisharya. Because same thing. Over there, the only reason the islandess is Osir is because special halacha, just like two Zikas is Osir, an islandess is Osir. She's just Eishes Achiv. She's not an Erva. She's Mamish Eishes Achiv, except the special prat over here that makes her not Chayiv and Yibum. So she becomes Eishes Achiv, Shalom B'makom Mitzvah. right? Mashma, though, since he's not an erva, it's not like achos isha, her tzara should be mutter. Because the case over here, midrabanan, where the tzara is usher, right, is only, the only case that that exists. Mashma, then another case similar to that, where the only issur would be, she's eishes achiv, shaloba makom mitzvah, not because she's an erva, it would be a case of idleness. And there, lechor, she's mutter. Because here's the case is usher. Gemara says no. Lo, the mute tzoras idleness, dasira. No, it's just the opposite. It's coming to tell me the case of tzoras idleness is usher, you don't even have need chalitza. This case is only derabanan, she needs chalitza. Yibum is usher. But by the tzoras idleness, even chalitza you don't need. There's no yibum and there's no chalitza. Umay zuhi, zuhi de iser nefila gorem la tzorosa, boy chalitza. This case, since it's only derabanan, the tzora of the, what's it called, the woman who has two zikas on her, needs chalitza. Afilu chalitza, island is afilu chalitza, lo boy. My time, bohan derais, bohan derabanan. This one case is only derabanan, therefore she needs chalitza. This case is deraisa by an islandess, and therefore she's mamish like a tzoras erva, because since the islandess isn't ola liyibum, she's a eishes achiv shaloba makom mitzvah, so she's an erva. Now the tzoras erva. But by the Jenkin and the Drabanan case, she's not mamish an erva, because really meikar adin, she's chayav yibum. It's only the Rabbanan asked it. So Mamela, what's it called? The other one needs chalitza. Both of them need chalitza. Tnan, the kula mimesu o miyano o nisgarshu o shenimtsu islandis or osea mutaros. Lachara, what's it called? The Mishnah says, Beferish, that if one of the wives was found to be an islandis, that means she never was married to the brother because the kedushin is bottle, right? So, and then he died. So the tzara is not a tzara serva. Right? If the, in other words, what's it called? One of the Arayas found to be an islandess. And before the brother died. And now the brother died, so he was never married to the islandess who's the erva. The other one's not a tzoras erva. Right? So you see that what's it called? That the tzor of an islandess is mutter. Lokashi. Kanshi hikirba, kanshi lo hikirba. If he knew she was an islandess before he died, then the marriage is bottle. Right? Where he didn't know she was an islandess before he died, then the kedushin is not bottle, right? No, if he, right, if he knew that, right, then the kedushin is not bottle, because he was makabalah, then there's no heter. But if he didn't know, right, and then what's it called, and he found out she was an islandess, then the kedushin is bottle, mafreya. Dekanami diktani shenimtsu. He found out later. Then the kedushin is bottle, because it's mekachtos. But the loktani shahoyu, that they were an island, shmamina, that means he knew to begin with. If he knew to begin with and he married an island, it's a good kedushin. But if he didn't know and he found out later she's an islandess, then the kedushin's bottle. The kedushin's bottle. When he died, she was only married to one woman, not the erva. She's not a tzaras erva. Rashi. Rashi. Maimer Kedusha Yivama is Kedushin by Yivama, which is Pashas only the Rabbanan. Hare Elu Shtei Nashim Cholzos De Ilu Konsa Havi Poka Zika Kamaisa Velo Havi Allah Ela Zikas Nesuei HaAchram. If the original brother, in other words, when Reuven died, had Shimon not made Maimer, but he had made Yibum, then the original Zika of Reuven would be Batal. Now she's his wife. And there's no more Zika from Reuven on this woman. She's now Shimon's total wife. Okay? So Reuven's out of the picture. And v'lo havi alo ela Zikas nesui achron. Then when Shimon died, she would be falling to Levi only from Shimon, because Reuven is totally out of the picture once Shimon married Reuven's wife with Yibum. Avo maimer lo poka Zika. But maimer is only the Rabbanan. So it didn't take away the Zika completely. Okay. So now when she falls, she's falling still from Reuven, because the truth is that Zika was never bottled. And she's also falling from Shimon, because he has a shaychas, he made Maimer, at least in the Rabbanan. So he's shaychet to her midrabanan, and the original brother is shaykh min haTorah, so she's falling from two brothers, right, at least midrabanan. Dichsivu meisechad mehem, the lozusha meisu beis ba'aleha v'zika shneim aleha. Only one, the only yibum only applies when there's one zika, not when there's two. Ushteim asuras midrabanan. Ukros machta bi'alma. The pasuk's only in asmachta, in first of perek dalet achim. And giving chalitza to one of them won't pater the other one, right? The lab me by is echad kosu, because they're not really falling from the same house. Because really, this woman is not falling from Shimon, she's falling from Reuven. Shimon really is only drabbanan involved over here. The lab me base echad kosu, however lo kansa. The ilo ovid ba maimer, lo havi aloha elazikas rishon. And if he didn't make maimer, then the Levi could marry her because she's falling totally from Reuven. What happened would be he has two women falling from two different brothers, Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife. So two separate things, and he can miyabim both of them. She isn't a fila garam la shenofla beis pam mizika achas. There's no other case like this where the only iser is that she's aishas achiv shelo b'makom mitzvah, not an erva. Shalom atzino b'chol haTorah shetei osur elamid rabbanan hida mitzra she'ein kan iser erva v'asura tzarasa. Right? It's a case where there's no iser erva, but it's a side thing, right, mid rabbanan, that asers her. Hodi oraisa teile lemutei tzaras islandis dasira v'afilu chalitza laboy. So Mordechai says, what's another case where there's no iser erva and still she's osur islandis? Mashma that tzaras islandis is mutter. Mordechai says, no. Tzara silence is worse. That's what it means. There's no other case where the tzara of an Ashes Achiv who has no erva has only chalitza but no yibum. Because the case of islandess is no chalitza either. But the rabbanan, what's the difference? Because this case is only the rabbanan. So really she's chayiv and yibum. So she needs chalitza. You know, first time perik dalet achim. Kosi la aslishi. Kan shehikir bo, derav asi b'shehikir bo. Kshenosa. Shoya islandess, they ain't come nekechtos, v'hari ishto. Right? Well, what's it called? Ravasi is talking where the Tsaras islandess is Osir, when you knew when you married the woman she was an islandess, the original brother. So he's married to her. And her Tsaras is Tsaras islandess, is Tsaras erva. Not erva, but now she's an erva because she's a shesachiv, right, who's not b'makom mitzvah. V'tsarasa havi Tsaras islandess, v'rachmona patra mesha tele. Umasnis in the Mishnah where it says that if anyone were found to be an islandess, then the tzara's mutter is talking in a case where he didn't know she was an islandess when he married her, found out later the kedushin's bottle. It's nekachtos. Right? Hikr ba kishanasa, shalo hikr ba kishanasa, shetei islandess, umikho nekachtos. The lavishtoi, that she never was his wife. She never was his wife. Memela, what's it called? The tzara is not a tzara serva. If the erva was found to be an islandess later, then she was never married to the erva. Memela the tzara is not a tzara's erva. Leficha tzara's muteris, the lav tzara's islandess. See, then she wasn't a tzara of an islandess. Shenimtzu lachar nisuin. The mission is meduya because it says shenimtzu. Mashma that they didn't know about it to begin with. But Ravasi's case, where tzara's islandess is also, is where he married an islandess. He knew she was an islandess, and the kedushin was a good kedushin.